We are a weekly podcast, Soul of a Gamer.
Hey, I'm smart this time. Well, I did not, this
let's
time.
Let's not go that far, okay?
I will fuck it up again.
I love pressing that button. That was my favorite button.
That's definitely.
This game gets really fucking weird.
So you do acid and then you go into the hamster shit.
And this week is
Night Trap.
Night Trap.
They're right behind you, Night Trap.
10-year-old birthday party. Next scene, kill the kid.
You got to kill the kid. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, car is coming. Throw your body into the car and die. All I could do every time I was playing Ethan was just would start walking around and go, Jason!
Oh, God. It's just...
Do you believe in life after love, after love, after love?
I do, Cher. I really, really do.
I could see something inside you say, I really don't think you're strong enough. That was my rendition of Cher's Do You Believe in Life After Love, or Believe, I think it's called, for MTV's Madhouse. Hit me up. I'm totally ready to join Madhouse and be a Madhousian.
I don't even know. Is that an actual thing, or are you just making shit up?
No, I think it was what was it back in the day? The Real World? I think it was the
Real World. Real World was definitely one of them, yeah.
And remember people used to send in their VHS tapes of themselves like, hey, I'm Tyler. I'm a, you know, study. I'm 195 pounds, 6'10", 12-pack. The giant muscles, and then the girls would be like, I'm Tiffany, I'm a total fucking slut, super skinny, super awesome, will blow you any day of the week.
I love in the show Community when they had Jeff Winger had a video that he sent trying to be on The Real World, and Annie found it when they were both trying to become school president.
Yeah.
And she used it as blackmail against him, and he's like, I was like 19, leave me alone.
It's so funny.
Oh, it's and so like, great.
People don't know that today, but The Real World was a stupid TV show. It was so dumb.
Oh, yeah, because his video was he sang Faith by George Michael. Yeah. In the full Joel McHale, Jeff Winger style. It's pretty good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm Scott.
And I'm Steven.
And we are Soul of Gamer Podcast. Usually we tell you about a game. This week we're doing Hot Takes.
Hot Takes.
So... We are doing a fun one.
We are doing a fun
cozier
one.
Yes. A lighter one. Mm-hmm. Not as hot takes, more like a chilly take.
Yeah, chill takes.
Chill takes.
Chill take.
Yes, we are going over the best simulation games and the best cozy games. Kind of go hand in hand in a lot of
ways. Yeah, that
kind of
coincided
but...
a lot, because I think a lot of people do sim games as cozy-ish. Like, I'm not
yeah,
going to
exactly.
think for 5 minutes and play this fucking game and 6 hours go by.
But also some simulation games are really complex, so they're not really considered... So it kind of hit or miss, you know, we kind of both the hand in hand, but this is a good, real chill, light episode. So yeah, let's go for it.
Nice. All right. Well, you want to start this one off? We're going to start with
sure.
best cozy games or the cozy games we find cozy.
All right. First one that came to my mind, it's actually one that weirdly I fell in love with. It's kind of reminiscent of a board game I love to play. It's called Boss Dungeon. And in the game Boss Dungeon, you're playing usually multiplayer and you're kind of creating a dungeon that your hero has to be able to get through and stuff like that.
Is this the video game?
The video game is pretty much the same premise as this board game.
So you're talking about the board game?
Yeah, I was talking about the board game. But
you mean
it's
Boss
both.
Monster?
Boss Monster, yes. Sorry.
Yes, okay, yes. Sorry. That's why I was like, wait, is there a different version of the board game called Boss Dungeon? Because I think it's called Monster.
It is Boss Monster. You are correct. So yes. Boss Monster, sorry. Boss Monster, if you've ever played that board game, this is like the video game version of it to its core. It's a looping video game where you're creating the track that you're... There's like a certain path that your adventure has to go on, and you get these cards, and you place different monsters or different like blessings or different pathways to give them different perks to keep going. And you want them to actually fight these monsters to get stronger, but you don't want them too strong. That way you can't succeed going through an entire lap. And then you build an entire, like, it's got a base community survival thing between each loop that you do. It's really interesting. It's one of my favorite, like, looping games, like roguelike things I've ever done. And it's a really nice, like, cozy adventure. And you kind of just sit and watch, and you can control the speed of the combat like one, two, or three times the speed. So if you want to kind of like breeze through it, you can control the speed of how long the days are and everything. And if you want to just like really go through it really slow, you can do that as well. And you can pause it anytime to keep building whenever you want to.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I'm going to give a shout out to some phone games real quick. I didn't include any phone games on my list because I feel like their nature is like kind of hands-off gaming, right? Like
a little bit, yeah.
Some of them are like, leave this for 6 hours and your temple will be built in 6 hours. When you come back, you'll have like 6,000. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
the
it's kind
of like farming stuff. Yeah,
exactly. It's like cozy-ish games. I'm going to give a shout out to those. I get it. We didn't include that any because they're not really cozy to us, but we understand the argument for them. But I'm going to start out my list. Go ahead.
I will say almost all of my games actually have a mobile version or are started out as mobile games.
You fucking nerd. But my first game is weird. It's Medieval Total War.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of this one.
Yeah, this is... Oh, I've talked about it before for sure. This game is just... It's an RTS from the 90s. It's really fucking cool. I've loved this game for as long as I've played it. And I just randomly go back into it every once in a while and just play it for hours on end without even thinking. I can start a campaign on Medieval, 6 hours can go by, and I can realize literally zero to amount of time that went by. So it's one of those kind of games, and it's really sweet for that reason.
I'm the same way with Age of Empires 2, especially Populous. Those are my RTSs that I go back to regularly.
Yeah, but this one, like, I go back just to waste time. That's the entire reason that I go back. This game, 100%, is just a wasting time game. That's all I want to do with it.
Yeah, for me, I get like really hardcore into those games every time I go back into them. So they're not like chill waste time games for me. That's why it's not on the list for me.
Yeah. But yeah, that's one of my favorite games of all time. Okay. Honestly, it's really fucking good. If you guys have not played it, I would recommend highly you go out and you play this game.
Nice. One of my next ones I will go over is actually a style of game that I fell in love with really early on. It's a tower defense game. My first tower defense ever game I fell in love with was Whiteboard Tower Defense, but the game...
What is it? Whiteboard?
Whiteboard Tower Defense. They're white like whiteboard... White? Whiteboard. Like a whiteboard, like a school...
Okay, yeah, yeah. Whiteboard, sorry. Yeah. It almost sounds like you're saying wipe, and I'm like, well, that would make sense too, because you wipe the board or whatever.
Yeah. But it was an internet game that was so fun and hilarious. It was like little whiteboard drawings of different things that went through, and you kind of had to, it was over a whiteboard, and it was really unique and fun. But the tower defense game that kind of stole my heart, and I've played ever since I started playing it, and I've played I think almost every version of the game so far, is Bloons Tower Defense.
Balloons?
Especially talking about Bloons, B-L-O-O-N-S, Bloons.
Bloons, interesting. Like doubloons?
Like Bloons, yeah. Bloons Tower Defense, and it's with balloons. You're destroying balloons. Your monkeys destroying balloons with darts.
Okay.
It's on 6 right now. I've been playing the hell out of them. I probably have like 500 to 1,000 hours in each one of these games at least. Like, I play them regularly
Such
before
a
bed
nerd.
A lot of times. I've bought it on every single console. I have it on Steam. I have it on Xbox. I have it on my phone. I have it on everything you can buy it on. And a lot of the times it sucks because not a lot of them are cross accounts. So I had to actually set up 3 different accounts that I have on this game.
I've never heard of this game.
The grindiest game I've ever played, and I still play it every month at the very least.
Okay. Sounds interesting, weird, but interesting.
It's really fun. It's really stupid, though. They have like really like gimmicky stuff. Like, there's superhero monkeys. Like, you can get like a Superman monkey that has like laser eye vision that can destroy balloons. Have this, you can sacrifice a bunch of monkeys and make this like a pharaoh god tower that's like just eliminates monkeys with like this giant like ultra ray vision. Like, you can do like the craziest shit in the game, and like you get to the point where you're like nuking the screen to destroy the amount of balloons that are on there.
My god,
it's fucking wild, and it's so dumb, but it's so entertaining, and it's a good like real chill game at the end of the night every time I go to bed. So
okay, well, I'm gonna come at you with a different kind of game. I'm going to the original Pokemon Blue.
Ooh, fair.
I go back to, and I know everyone says, well, what about red version? Well, red version, you know, they're the same thing. The only difference is I think blue gets you Vulpix and red gets you Growlithe. And then one gets you Ekans and the other one gets you Sandshrew.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think it's like, it's not a huge difference, but my first one I ever bought was blue. And I thought blue was like the coolest thing in the world. And I would play it nonstop. And now, like, I don't need to go in and think about it. I can just start a new team, catch whatever Pokemon, have some fun. I'll do this every couple of months, just start a new game and go in and beat the Elite Four and level up one or two Pokemon to 100 and just have fun with it. And
okay.
Like, it's a cool experience to do. And it's one of those games, like, if you tried to go into the newer games with the one level 100 Pokemon, you couldn't do shit.
Yeah.
Right? I could go in and with a level 100 Zapdos, with a level 100 Venusaur, with a level 100 Mewtwo, whatever, and I can wipe the entire Elite Four with just one of those guys and one other guy who is just there to get XP. Because that's how I used to do it back in the day, because they didn't have an XP share. They had an XP all. So everyone got XP, but it was split six ways. So it was divided. Yes.
Yeah, which sucks.
Which is not enough.
Yeah, no, it sucked.
Yeah, and you can do
so much grind.
You could do the like switch out method, but that, you know, takes longer. So
it does take way longer. Yeah.
But this is a game like I've come back to 100 times and just fucking started a new game just to have fun. Catch Pikachu again and be fun in Viridian Forest. And
I would say my two Pokemon, the ones I go to the most are Heart Gold and X.
Yeah. But see, the problem with those ones is they're complicated, right? They're big. They're giant.
Yes.
There's more stuff to do in them. In the original game, this just, it's so limited, which is kind of nice.
That's
it's kind of nice just to chill and play.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the limited nature of games sometimes is appealing, especially for more of that cozy feel. You're right. For sure.
Because I almost put Leaf Green on here because Leaf Green is technically my favorite Pokemon, but
more adept into that one and get more focused on it.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly. I don't turn my brain off, but with blue, I turn my brain off.
No, that's fair. That's a valid point to that. No, I definitely agree. All right. All right, for me, the next one I'll do, one that's a little diabolical in nature, a little psychopathic,
diabolical.
I guess. Started out as a phone game. Let's go with Plague Incorporated.
Oh, yeah, I remember Plague Incorporated. That was
there's also like BioInk, and there's a board game now. There's also BioInk, and there's also a board game of that as well. They have like three different versions of the game now, and I think two or three different board games as well. They're all incredible. I've played every version of them. I have every version of them. I go back to them all the time. Like, these are games that are so fun, and especially around the time of the pandemic, they even went up on it, and you could even make your own COVID virus kind of thing. That's when they did the BioInk. Actually, you had to cure the virus. That's what it was. That's what they did during COVID. They did the anti plague incorporated when COVID happened, and so that was like a fun thing. Yeah, because it really taught people like what things you need to focus on to keep the world safe, and like what kind of things you need to research and what kind of like things go into all of this. And even as like limited as like the knowledge and as that nature is, it's super fun. And Plague Incorporated, it's always really just fun to just see like how creative you could be with a virus that you take one virus that's infected one person and you try to take over and kill everybody in the entire world, trying to adapt this virus from nothing to kill every single person on the planet. That's your goal in this game. It's the most ridiculous psychopathic nature game ever, but it's so ridiculously fun. And the RPG nature of this game is so chaotic, and you can make it even crazier because you can give them certain illnesses that actually like gives them more prone to disease, where they get like random diseases where you get less control, which it could be good because you can get overpowered stuff faster, but also it can make the science field like look at your disease in a heavier focus and they can try to get a cure faster. So you want to be really like psychological and really like smart about how fast you want to plan this virus to like take over. You want to infect a ton of people before you make it lethal.
The more you say about this game, the less I think it's a cozy game. It sounds like a lot of work.
It's so cozy.
It's so super.
It's so cozy. All no, right. Actually, I did play it before bed like so many times, and it was started out like as a phone game. You get it on the Xbox and stuff now, but
you just wanted to have dreams of killing the entire world, dude.
There was times I did. There was times, and it helped me in those times. You know, I'm
you
not
said
gonna
that
lie.
Three times. It makes me think that you were very disturbed.
Oh, there, were times, yeah, there were times I did not know. There were disturbed.
There was for sure times. Yeah. Actually, there was 100% times. All right, well, I'll come at you with Knights of the Old Republic. So now, this game's a little weird. To me, it's very cozy. To a lot of people, I'm sure they focus really hard on it. I've played it like a million times. I know every dialogue option. I know which ones I want to take if I want to go light side, which ones I want to take if I want to go dark side.
Yeah.
I know which characters I want to kill. I know which characters I want to keep alive. Like, I just inherently know all these things. So when I play the game, it's specifically to try a new build.
Fair.
And the new build to me is the coziest thing I could do because I'm like, okay, what if I try this rogue build and I like do the extra dice damage on this attack? That would be fucking cool. And fair. I like every time I go in, it's just to have fun and try something new and that's it. I don't focus on any of the dialogue. I don't focus on any of the quests. I already know how to do them all. They're not hard for me. So I just have a good time with it. I don't even level up my character past level 2 when I'm on the first world. I keep them at level 2 the entire time.
Dang. Okay.
Yeah. I don't do anything else.
There's something to be said of that. Like, I didn't say it for this list. I almost was going to say, like, honestly, sometimes Dark Souls 3 is a cozy game for me.
Yeah.
But I can't say it just because there are times I get super aggravated with the game.
Yeah. One bad bullshit death and you're just like, fuck this fucking bullshit game, you know?
Yeah, you get one bad death 10 times in a row and you want to fucking scream and punch a table. Yeah. And that really doesn't help with your nonviolent personality that just doesn't match everything else about you.
Well, and also you're just like, well, I tried to fucking play a cozy game and now I'm getting fucking pissed off.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't say it for like some of those reasons, but like it is a game that I've gone back to like 6 or 7 times and I love it every time. And I know so much about it that there's nothing like surprising. I remember a lot of the boss fights, so I can get through a lot of them really quickly. It's kind of nice with that. But the last game I was going to say for cozy games is kind of a mix and toss up between Minecraft and Grounded.
Okay.
These are two games that I go back and forth with my wife. Like, we'll play Minecraft for a while, then we'll play a whole run through of Grounded. Then we'll play Minecraft for a while, then play another whole run through of Grounded.
Okay.
It's really just great. I love how just they're fun, like, kind of grindy games where we can just be cozy and just do whatever the hell we want, but there is like a common goal we're still building towards. But it is just something that is great to just pass a weekend. Like, there's times where we just play like 8 hours of the weekend and we're like, oh shit, we played so much Minecraft this weekend. Oh no,
we didn't actually eat this weekend. This isn't good.
I have skipped a meal. Yes, it has happened.
All right. I'm gonna come at you with another kind of big RPG, Mass Effect.
Okay,
again,
yeah.
This is another game I have played hundreds upon times. I've done it just so much. I already know how to build everything. I already know, like, it's not a challenge. It's not like I'm looking for lore. I already know all the lore. I've played the game 1,000 fucking times. Like,
true.
It's just, to me, there's something to be said about going into you with some of your favorite games, redoing them again, and just having fun. Just like trying new things, try a new build. Try, like with Mass Effect, I've tried all the different kinds of biotic damage stuff. I've tried all the Vanguard was fun. Just going pure weapons was fun. Like, it's kind of just, it's fun. It's fun to try all these things again and just play a game.
For sure.
And to me, it's like, this is my turn off my brain game. All these games, I turn off my brain and I just play. And then I lose like 12 hours and I'm like, I've made a huge mistake.
I mean, I feel the same way with Baldur's Gate 3 and Diablo, honestly, Diablo 3 or 4. Anytime I go back to any one of those games, I play a different build, I do a different character, I do a different style of everything. Like,
now, Baldur's Gate, I will say that would be a hard one to sell as a cozy game for me because I'd have to pay attention a lot to what I'm doing.
I do pay attention a lot. I don't sell that as a cozy game, no.
Yeah.
Way too.
But I understand, like, it could become a cozy game the more you play it. That one would just take a lot longer than Mass Effect did.
Percent, like, it's way Mass Effect is way easier of a cozy game in every way. 100%. But yeah, all right, let's get on to our best simulation games then.
Okay, sweet. I'll start off this one.
Sounds good.
I'm going to steal one that for sure Steven put down because, I mean, this game is just fucking phenomenal. Dude,
it
come
really
on.
Is.
It's one of the best simulator games of all time, and whoever made it, fuck good on you. TCG yes. Card Simulator. We have to talk about it, man.
Yes.
We've talked about it before on the podcast. We both love this so much. It's just,
so much.
It's like a dream come true. It really is.
Every guy's
like,
fantasy.
Every guy, like, I would love to just, there's a building down the street and buildings are so cheap right now because no one's doing like storefronts anymore.
True.
And I want to buy this building just because there's nothing there. It's right next to a liquor store. It would be fucking perfect. And build my card shop there. And that would just be so much fucking fun. But I don't have millions upon millions of dollars to invest in this venture. So I just don't think it's for me. But God, I would have so much fun doing it.
Oh, 100%. I feel the same way.
Yeah. So the game itself, like, it fits a dream that a lot of people have. Like, honestly, owning a card shop would be really cool. And for someone who's an avid collector, an avid fun person, I mean, you could see I have a shit ton of Pokemon cards just sitting right next to me on the desk. Like, if you're watching, sorry.
Yeah, if you're watching.
If you're watching, you can see them. Like, as a collector, as a person who loves cards, who loves like figurines, who loves all the cool shit you can get at a card shop, used to go to tournaments every fucking week, like,
yep.
Like, it was just, it's such a fun thing to do, and to have that in an actual game, holy shit, is it awesome. And yeah, again, this is another game you could sit down, play it, watch some TV while you're playing it, and just have a good time. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, well, it's a turn off your brain game.
It's so funny because a lot of these simulation games are basically jobs, but they're like the jobs that we want
kind
so
of,
much.
Like asterisks like to that. It's yes. a job that we want that's no stress, right?
True. Yes, yes, yes.
Like owning a card shop would be very different than like playing
yeah,
a card. 100%. Because you do actually have to worry about the bills and shit. But the stress is gone, which makes the games even more fucking fun.
Yes. When all you have to worry about is the smell of the customers walking in, really, to keep your business up, that's not really too much trouble.
Yeah. Still can't believe they get bad reviews for the customers are smelling. Why is that my fucking fault?
No, it's so bad. But like, also, like, you got to have really good ventilation with that kind of crowd for horrible reasons. But
they're all nerds. They're all like jerking off and coming in. What do you want from them? Leave them alone.
Hey, I mean, we've all been there, but
have we?
Maybe
have
not.
We though?
Not that bad. I've never been that bad. I've always been really like adamant about my smell and hygiene.
Yeah,
so much. But all right.
Well, what's your first one? What you got?
I'm gonna say one actually that both of our good friends, Trevor Lucas, brought up to me. That
you don't have to give his last name, dude. That's fucked up.
My bad. I guess I'll bleep that out.
Bleep it out.
I'll bleep it out. I'll mark it right now. Okay. Our friend Trevor brought up this game to me, and it was Arcade Paradise. This game is really interesting. You take over your dad's laundromat, and there's a back room that had a couple arcade machines in it. And you can like upgrade these arcade machines. You can keep adding more arcade machines. Eventually, you can like upgrade you can take over the next business like side over. And like open a wall there. And so you can have like a half arcade, half laundromat. You can upgrade your laundry machines and stuff as well. You're kind of doing this dual business because your dad wants you to focus on the laundromat, but you actually find you're having more fun and making more money with your arcade.
Yeah.
But
I
the
could see that.
Coolest thing about this game is they kind of incentivize you playing every one of the arcade machines you put in your building. And they incentivize it by giving you challenges that actually help. Like the machines do better and make more money too. So you actually go through and you play almost every one of these arcade machines every single day or a few of them every single day just to kind of keep progressing and making more money so you can keep buying more and more fancy shit. And it's really cool. And the arcade machines are all like old fun games too. And this is a really like cool indie game. They actually have it on Xbox. They added last year, I think, and they have it on Steam. It's a really fun one though.
Okay. And you know, I've seen like the people, because I know there's a big TikTok thing for showing how successful you are at business, which is bullshit. I hate that shit. I'm like, stop.
Oh, yeah.
Stop being an asshole. People are trying their best out there. Leave them alone. And I watch like people like show, oh, I own a laundromat. Look at all the quarters I raked in today. I'm like, yeah, great. You stole from people who are trying to fucking just clean their stupid clothes. Way to go, asshole. You're doing awesome at the expense of other people who can't afford a fucking washer and dryer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I mean.
But you watch those videos and you're like, man, it looks like it would be so easy to own a laundromat. But
a laundromat or vending machines, like that's the other one I hear a lot too. Like, just buy this $2,000 vending machine. You can make $10,000 and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, so like my wife's dad, he owned a vending machine business and he did make a ton of money from it. Like, honestly.
Well, there is ways to make a ton of money for it, but you have to be able to get into the right venues. So you have to be able to talk your way into certain
things. And not just that, it's like you have to be. He had to deal with so many shitty fucking people trying to steal from him all throughout the time. Like, it sounds so stressful to own this shit.
Yeah, for sure.
And again, the simulated
damage machines too, because people like shaking them and breaking them, trying to get free shit.
Yep. And the big thing though with the game, it sounds like it's way easier than real life. And again, this is something I would do. I would own a laundromat or something just to be have fun with it. But it sounds like fucking hard work, but it's so nice to do it in a simulator instead.
Well, and it's a laundromat where you actually do the laundry service. So you actually have to put the clothes in the washer. You have to put the clothes in the dryer. And
that's
like,
shitty.
Like,
don't just collect the money.
No, you actually have to like clean. Like people
do they
come
make,
in and
do
put
they
like gum
pay
on
extra.
They pay like premium services for different things and stuff too, and you can have different.
Like, my parents
machines
were poor
cost more
growing
money.
Up, so we used laundry mats a lot. But they, you'd pay
same.
If you wanted them to wash your clothes, you have to pay them like $30 or $40.
It's not like an extra fee; it's just like the fee for that laundromat. Like that's the way that laundromats run. So you just do everything. But that's the other thing too: is like you actually have to be doing this stuff to keep progressing your arcade. And that's the thing that your character is even like you see is more intrigued by.
God.
And you actually like go to the back computer and you run the business. You actually have to go and like buy machines. You have to go and have people like do maintenance on things. You have to order parts. You have to order these things. It's really cool.
Okay, interesting. But just imagine how fucking hard it would be to actually do any of that. Oh my God.
I mean, the other thing is, it is really easy to make money if you have money or if you can get access to money.
It is always easy to make money when you have
money
already.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Money makes money. That's how that works.
If you can buy a laundromat, sure, you can make money with a laundromat, but you have to be able to buy a laundromat.
Yep. And buy
that's
all
not
the
something that's just
like God
and have
it.
The revenue and stuff to
God, it sounds
if
like
that
such
doesn't
hard work,
work
though,
the
God.
First couple months to be able to keep up with it. Like, that's something a lot of people don't think about, too, is, like, I have to make sure, like, this is actually going to be successful, because your first couple months probably aren't going to be successful. So you have to...
Or it'll be successful, but you're using all that money to, like, pay back...
Yeah, exactly.
All the loans you had to take out, you know?
Like, yeah, that's true, too.
Razor-thin fucking lines. You know, it'd also be shitty just going to a laundromat. I would not... Dude, my parents would spend 7 hours there. We had 7 kids, and they were washing all of their clothes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember like going for long periods of times and we always go to those machines to get like the sticky hands and just annoy the shit out of everybody. They had like the little kids corner with all those like stupid toys.
Yep.
It was always so bad.
It's like
dude.
You go to the laundromat and that's a full day for you.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Laundry day.
Yeah. Goddamn.
It was literally laundry day.
I leave my clothes in the dryer for days because I have
that
power and I would never fucking survive at a laundromat.
That's fair. But it's a fun in a game way. It is really good in a game.
I would totally play that. I bet I would literally put 2 hours and be like, oh, only 5 minutes have gone. Oh, my God.
I honestly think you would really enjoy it. I bet I would.
Dude, I love simulator games. They are fun. I just
I do have it on Steam, so you can just play it.
It's just one of those things. Like, there's so many games I want to play that do I stop and try a new simulator game?
Honestly, I've been loving how much free time I have. I've been playing a new game like every fucking week. Like, it's
so
great.
It's nice. It's nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a weird one for my next one. Now, this is weird, okay? It's not technically a simulator game.
Okay.
K5.
I mean, yes. I see what you mean.
Yeah,
it's
weird.
It's like Drug Lord Simulator.
Yes, it's like...
Especially the online. Are you talking about the online?
Yes, online. Purely online is all I'm talking about. So...
Fair.
In GTA 5, you can do a lot of things. You can own drug farms. You can own a car business, essentially, and
yeah,
you're taking
drug
the cars.
Smuggling, yeah, the
yeah,
car.
Yeah, you're doing like all this cool shit, and it's fun. And a lot of it builds revenue while you're just sitting around playing the game. So essentially, it is a simulator. And what you do for the simulator is you get the product, which is the simulator normally. You get the product. Yeah. You sell the product, which is simulator-ish. You do that in a simulator. And GTA 5 to me has always been like the coolest simulator of all time because it has so many. You own a nightclub, you own a car scalping business, you own drug shit, you own everything.
The weed farms, the guns and ammo, like you can create bunkers and stuff for
the bunker
making
and
that shit.
Shit.
Yeah, you can do all the heist stuff. You can do like there is that is I agree, like especially with how much they kept on adding to the online mode. They kept on adding more and more simulators to it. You're completely right. They're all simulators. The nightclub one was especially one fun for me that I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait to go to a nightclub in the game. And you get to pick your own DJs. You get to hire people. You get to like hear their shit. You get to sample their shit. Like,
and you get to like. You get to go to the nightclub and see if it's like dead empty because you haven't taken care of it enough or if it's completely packed, you know, like it's actually kind of cool in that way.
Yeah, it actually costs you a bunch of fucking money. So if you like you're failing, you actually have to go out and do other shit. So you're like, oh, I hope my drug business is doing good to pay for the late nightclub because it's failing right now.
Yeah, but the nightclub is even cooler because then it does all your other businesses and collects free money from it.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, GTA 5 is the perfect simulator. Like,
it is the ultimate one.
It is, because on top of having all the simulations, you also get to run around and do extra shit and have fun.
Fair.
Like in the laundromat one, you get to play the arcade games, which is really cool. That's an extra thing on top of the simulator that makes you have fun with it. GTA, same way. You get to play other things and do other things while you're doing the simulation stuff.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I will call it a non-traditional simulator, but it definitely feels like a simulator sometimes.
I agree. Like I said, especially the online mode, like that's fully 100% a simulator.
Yeah.
All right. Next one for me, I'm going to go with this one was kind of one that took me by surprise. It's actually the Jurassic World Evolution games.
What?
1 and 2.
Just stop. Oh, my God.
It's like Sim City meets Jurassic Park. No. It's good. They're fully licensed games.
I can't with you. I just can't.
No, they're cool. Okay.
Oh,
so,
no.
Like,
Chris Pratt's in the game. It's super cool.
No, he's not. He's not at all. He's not in the game. It doesn't have anything to do with Chris Pratt. It does have to do.
I'm just fucking with you.
It's kind of like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I don't even
Tycoon.
Remember the girl.
I can't remember. It's Bryce Dallas Howard, I think.
Yeah, whoever it is.
The premise of the game, though, is like you get your own island. You're setting up your own park. It's kind of like Roller Coaster Tycoon, but Jurassic Park. You set up all the different dinosaurs. You can actually like breed dinosaurs. You can get different ones. You can go on these scientific expeditions and send crews out to the world to do different things. You can build all these different like viewing rooms for people to see these dinosaurs. And if the dinosaurs get out of hand, you actually can get into like a... you can tranquilize them, yes.
You're getting a little too out of hand, T-Rex.
Yeah, no, seriously, the T-Rex can't get out of hand and it can break through...
I'm about to Harambe you, T-Rex.
Well, if you've ever played like, the SimCity games, like they have like the disaster, like the tornado that would randomly happen.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Your T-Rex would randomly break out of his container and start eating your, you know, people at the park. God. And you actually have to deal with people complaining with that. You actually have to go and like get in a Humvee. You can actually go send it out. You can actually be the one yourself to actually go on the helicopter and shoot it with tranquilizer from the helicopter, and you actually can get in and scope, shoot it yourself with these tranquilizer rifles, or you can get in a Humvee and do it, and you can drive the vehicle, or you can be the one in the back trying to shoot it. It's really cool actually going down in the vehicles and shooting these things with the tranquilizer darts and getting down and gritty and dirty with them like running at you. It feels so cool and chaotic. And then you actually have to like order a transport vehicle to bring the vehicle back and then repair the wall. And it's really, really cool as a simulator style of owning your own Jurassic Park. And it feels so cool because of how much integration you can have with the dinosaurs themselves. Going down and visiting them, you can pick how much like food and water they have in each of their arenas, how big their arenas are. You can have so many different varieties of dinosaurs and breed the dinosaurs together. Like, it really does get really cool with it. Like, it's the best I've ever seen for Jurassic Park. Like, I don't get into that world too much, but the games really brought me into it so heavily.
Okay.
I mean,
again, I would just want to, you know, I've always dreamed of doing this. I know it's fucked up, but I really want to get like a simulator zoo, have a gorilla, name it Harambe.
Oh, no.
And then just every day hope that a kid falls into the fucking pit. And I would have it, I'd call it Harambe's Revenge. I wouldn't kill Harambe. I'd let Harambe have its way with the kid instead.
So horrible, but I understand.
A lot of fun.
Oh, no. Your video went out.
It's fine. I hit the cable, I think. I'll fix it.
Okay.
But yeah, like, I think it would be fun. It's kind of dumb, I know, but it would be funny.
Oh, yeah, totally, for sure.
All right.
You
well,
have any more?
I do. So actually, all you right. mentioned it. Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I've actually never played this.
Yeah, so this was a really fun game back in the day, right? Like, it was really cool to play the game, have fun with it, do stuff with it. Like, it was always kind of stressful because you would play and your roller coaster would break down. You're like, oh, shit, I don't have the money to fix this right now. I'm on super thin margins right now. Come on, guys. I just bought a corn dog stand. I can't afford this shit. Like, it was actually kind of fun doing that stuff. It was a lot of like weird shit like that, but it was really cool. And I enjoyed it so fucking much. Like, I kind of wish they would, I know they still make them, but not the same as the early. I think the first one was like 99.
Yeah.
And I used to like, so when I was in high school, I used to bring, because I had a computer class, I used to bring my USB that had Roller Coaster Tycoon on it and just play Roller Coaster Tycoon in the computer class while they were teaching us about, here's how you open up Microsoft Word and like all
I
that.
I did the
shit.
Same thing with Age of Empires.
Yeah. Because why not? You have a USB, it has the driver on it, you fucking start up the game, you have some fun. And I was in such a way, so the computer lab, it was really stupid. The teacher was really, really old. And all the computers faced her. So we're all in like a square, right? And with all of us on the edge and her in the center of the square.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
so she could watch everyone do it. So I'd wear like a, and this is in Arizona, mind you, I'd wear this giant fucking hoodie.
Okay.
So I'm blocking the entire, because I was really skinny back in high school. Now, not so much. But in high school, I weighed like, I don't know, 135 pounds.
Same, dude.
And I put on this giant hoodie so I could like block the screen. And it's hot as shit. I'm sweating my balls off, but I'm okay with it because I get to play Roller Coaster Tycoon and she can't see me. And my buddy who sat next to me would nudge me if she was coming by. It was just a lot of fun.
You wore a giant hoodie to hide playing a video game. I had people in my economics class wearing a giant hoodie to hide smoking marijuana in the middle of class in the front row.
Why not just do it at lunch?
They did that too.
Okay, well, just do it all at lunch. Easier.
It did it all throughout the day, dude. During class, didn't matter. Like, some of the teachers that didn't give a fuck or were so oblivious, or I don't even know, or didn't care. Like, it was so weird sometimes.
That is kind of weird. All right, you got another one for me?
Yeah. So my last one that I was going to bring up is one of the ones that I did not think I'd ever enjoy in the slightest, but I found an absolute love for, and I go back to pretty regularly. Power Wash Simulator.
Okay.
This game.
I mean, I've heard literally amazing things about it nonstop.
It's so weirdly entertaining and fun. And I was watching someone play it recently and they were kind of talking about it. And I kind of agreed with a lot of their takes on it. They were talking about how the thing that's really enjoyable about it is every time you 100% clean each individual spot of an item, you get a ding. And there's
ding?
Like this, there's this bar of like dirtiness filter, and like you have this like dirty vision where you can see all the dirt on the map. And like when you're clearing out an area, it just, there's something satisfying about every successful like ding that you get, every chime that you get of like, I did it, I cleaned it. And you just go throughout that entire thing. And some of the maps are huge and some of the maps take you forever. Like I just bought a DLC that was for mini golf course. And this mini golf course took me probably like 4 hours to wash.
So when you say power washing, I don't know. All I think about is cars for some reason. So I'm like, yeah, you're power washing the car. But no, you power wash the entire fucking area.
So it depends. So each job is different. So like if you're playing the story, you start out really small. You start out with like power washing a bicycle, and the bicycle takes you probably like 10, 15 minutes to power wash. And you're using a power washer, you know, like the, it's got all these different, you can do all these different soap attachments. It's got
pressure
the water,
washer.
Different pressure options, different water angles and different water spouts to see the width and the depth of the angle. And you can get like extenders for like taller vehicles and stuff like that as well. So there's all this like progression with even buying equipment and buying soaps and stuff in the game even. And the more you spend in the game, the easier the jobs are, but the more you spend, the more you need to keep making more money. And some of these jobs take forever. So sometimes you're like, I don't want to keep spending money on soap right now because it costs so much and I can just do it regularly by hand. It's going to take me a little longer, but I'll save a little bit of money. And
just simulators are so dumb, but it's fun.
They are.
It's not costing me too much for fucking soap. I guess I'm jumping in with hand washing.
So yeah, like, well, and it's kind of funny because like the game has like really weird, unique, stupid like lore in the background that you can kind of pay attention to. Like there's all this shit with like gnomes and like the gnomes like appearing and disappearing. And there's like a gnome hidden on like every map
eventually
for some reason.
Power wash for you.
It's so weird. And there's like talks about aliens and stuff like from some of the people like, and you hear like, different things like people will talk to you, like the people who hired you for the job will have like random like voice memos they sent you and you just like listen to them while you're working sometimes.
Stupid.
It's very dumb, but it's such
I'm
chill,
sure it's like
game.
Yeah, the most relaxing,
it's the most
game
zen
in the world.
Yeah, it's so zen, and I'm so excited. They announced a sequel recently, and they announced that the sequel is gonna have co-op. There's mods for co-op, but there isn't actually a co-op in the game yet, so co-op's gonna be so fun. Like I actually am like kind of like hopefully gonna be able to talk to my wife into playing it with me.
They'll release it on Xbox or something too.
Well, Power Wash Simulator is on Xbox.
Well, is it okay? I didn't think it would be fun with a controller.
Dude, I play it on Xbox more than anything.
okay maybe I'll download it then.
It's honestly, I can't remember if it's on Game Pass, but if it's not, it's only like $20 or less.
Yeah. Okay.
Ever. I think it was even like a $20 game to begin with. But there's a Shrek DLC where you can do the Shrek's house and like his outhouse and stuff. There's like a SpongeBob DLC where you can do the pineapple house. There's like all this like fun DLCs that they keep having with the game too. So they have all these different things that you can clean and power wash. They give you all this nostalgia. It's stupid, it's fun, it's unique, it's whatever, but it's my kind of thing.
I mean, I like the idea of it. I think, again, it sounds like something I would never want to do in real life, but maybe I would. Maybe I'll have fun for it.
Dude, honestly, I love power washing, but power washing is very dangerous. Like because I power washed a lot when I was doing roofing for commercial roofs, because we had to wash a lot of those down. And we use power washes for everything. And I actually, one point on one of the jobs, actually hit my own hand.
And you tore all your skin off, I bet.
Dude, I went down straight to the muscle. Like, it almost, it blew off so much.
Well, dude,
just,
you
like,
can use water to cut fucking, like, metal and shit, so.
It's ridiculous. And if the power washer is up high enough, it's very dangerous. So, I mean, it is one of those things. But if you use, like, a car wash power washer, that's kind of like the power washers you're using in the game. They're not very, like, they're not going to blow you away powerful. They're not going to cut you in half. They're going to hurt if they hit you, but they're not going to, like, damage you.
Destroy
kind of
your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, fair. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that was all the games I had, pretty much.
And that's all the ones I had as well.
So, yeah. Nice. Good. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry, guys who are watching. My camera got turned off, and I can't switch it back on while recording, so it's off for good.
Yes, it's okay. We've still got the recording, so we should have all the audio still. So we're
so
good.
Everyone who hears this, great, you heard it, but you won't see it.
But yes, and tell us what your favorite cozy or simulation games are and what games we should be playing.
Yeah, tell me. Email me.
Yeah.
soulofagamerpodcast@gmail.com. I check it every day, and every day I cry because I have no emails.
Soul of a Gamer Podcast on TikTok and Instagram as well. And we are getting more and more followers and stuff through there. So we are enjoying the support there at the very least. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, guys, for listening. Thanks for watching. Good job on everything you do. Be good people.
Yes.
Continue to be good people. And don't be a shithead.
Yes. Please don't. Positivity in the world is great. And we need to spread more of it.
Yeah, except for Steven. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's a little piece of shit.
He's a bitch. All right, guys. We'll catch you on the next episode, which I believe is going to be Lost and Random.
It is Lost and Random. We are doing a recap of that. We did it in our original podcast, but we haven't done it since we revamped. So it'd be fun to go back to it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Bye.
Bye. Love you.